ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: قليل تدوم عليه أرجى من كثير مملول منه.
Imam Ali said, "A small action which is continued with regularity is more beneficial than a long one performed with disgust." Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of the great lessons, dear friends, dear listeners, which we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam is this concept of performing prostration when we want to thank Allah for His blessings. Of course, one of the things which we can do in order to thank Allah for His blessings is to verbally thank Him, and in our hearts we can also thank Him. But there's an interesting report by Khawarizmi where he says that addressing Imam Ali on the day of the conquest of Khaybar, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, said, "Truth which is not perishable is in your tongue, O Ali, in your heart and your face." Faith is placed in the depth of your blood, O Ali, and in the depth of your flesh, just as it exists in me. Verily, Allah Almighty has ordered me to give you the glad tidings that on the Day of Judgment, you and your family will enjoy all the blessings of Paradise, whereas the enemies of you and your family will be punished in the fires of hell. Your unhappy enemies are not seen on that day at the pond of Kawthar, whereas a single friend of yours will not be absent from there. We find, interestingly, that after all of these beautiful blessings and all of these beautiful descriptions given to Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, by the Messenger of Allah, what does Imam Ali do at this time? Imam Ali says, to thank all these blessings of Almighty Allah, whom has bestowed them upon me, I perform a prostration, a sujood, and I praise him. A very beautiful lesson for all of us, dear friends. When we have blessings and when the crises are averted, to perform prostration and praise Allah, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the producer of the program To My Brother, and at this moment I invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Fayyaz Jafar. I hope you enjoy it.
This is why Allama Majlisi in Bahar al-Anwar, he states that submission or ma'rifah of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt is that tomorrow, for instance, that if Imam Sahib al-Zaman, he comes into this masjid and he stands in front of every single one of us and he tells you, look at this apple. The right side of the apple is halal and the left side of the apple is haram. That it's the responsibility of every single one of us to submit toward it unconditionally. Don't say, but how is the right side halal and the other side haram when they're part of one dimension in its entirety? No. ma'rifah, absolute knowledge of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wasalam, is to submit unconditionally that if the Imam tells you, put your sword away, you put your sword away. That this side of the apple is halal and the other side is haram, that's it, it's finished. And what made Malik al-Ashtar the recipient of such divine knowledge from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, was this love, was this loyalty, was recognizing the wilaya of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen in all of its unique capacity. The historians, they write that when Imam Ali alayhi salam is now the governor, or he is the fourth caliph, and he establishes his government in the holy city of Kufa, his first governor of Egypt was his adopted son, Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr. But due to the onslaught of Muawiyah from Damascus and his attempts toward overtaking the region of Egypt where Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr ruled, Imam Ali alayhi salam thought that he would make a strategic move toward placing Malik al-Ashtar, who was really smart, who was really chivalrous, who had a lot of bravery, but most importantly, he had a large army ready behind him to protect Egypt from any sort of onslaught from Muawiyah. So he writes a letter toward Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, relieving him of his duty, and then he goes towards sending Malik al-Ashtar toward Egypt so that he's able to take over the governorship of that region of his caliphate. What happened was that Malik al-Ashtar, on his way toward going toward Egypt, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam writes toward him this famous letter, letter 52 or letter 53 of Nahj al-Balagha, that many of us are obviously very familiar with. Malik al-Ashtar takes the letter, he goes toward Egypt, and when news began to spread in Damascus that Malik al-Ashtar is going to become the governor of Egypt, and at the same time he's going to bring forth his large army contingency, Muawiyah began to have a little bit of fear. So Amr ibn al-As goes toward Muawiyah. Of course, Amr ibn al-As, the close confidant of Muawiyah, he goes toward him and he says, hey, if we allow for Malik al-Ashtar to go toward establishing the governorship of Egypt, we're going to be in trouble. So they create a ploy, they make a system that on the journey between Kufa and Egypt, many people back in the day, they take a lot of rest stops, right? Like today, for instance, if I'm driving from New York City toward Toronto, it's like an 8-10 hour drive. Every couple of hours, I need to stop, I need to get some coffee, I need to use the restroom, I need to compare Tim Hortons to our Dunkin' Donuts and all of those sorts of things. And you take a rest and you spend some time there. Back in that day, they would go and they would sleep in tents, they would park their camels and their horses, and there would be people who would sell and distribute food and so on and so forth. Amr ibn al-As, he pays somebody in this journey between Kufa and Egypt, and he says, when you see Malik al-Ashtar come with his big contingency of followers and his army and his military personnel, give him this food mixed with this poison so that he's unable to reach Egypt. And in the outskirts of the city of Cairo, we come and we see that Malik al-Ashtar was poisoned and he was killed, and he was never able to act upon the instructions given toward him by Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. But nonetheless, those words of the Commander of the Faithful live forever in reality.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.